आई एम जी सुरेश, असिस्टेंट प्रोफेसर, राजलक्ष्मी इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी. सब्जेक्ट कोड ME 2037. सब्जेक्ट मेंटेनेंस इंजीनियरिंग. टू मोर क्वेश्चंस विथ आंसर्स. यूनिट 1, प्रिंसिपल्स एंड प्रैक्टिसेस ऑफ मेंटेनेंस प्लानिंग. क्वेश्चन 1, डिफाइन मेंटेनेंस. Maintenance is the routine and requiring process of keeping a particular machine or asset in its normal operating condition so that it can deliver the expected performance or service without any loss or damage. Second question. Define reliability. Reliability is defined as the probability that a component or system when operating under given condition will perform its intended functions adequately for a specified period of time. It refers to the likelihood that equipment will not fail during its operations. Third question. State the benefits of reliability analysis in industries. The main advantage of imposing reliability equipments are increased productivity and reduction in forced outage equipments due to planned maintenance activity. Define failure rate. Failure rate is the rate of number of failures during particular unit interval to the average population during that interval. This failure rate is also known as hazard rate and instantaneous failure rate. Fifth question. What is mean failure rate? The mean failure rate H is obtained by finding the mean of the failures rates for a specified period of time. Define mean time to failure. Let T1 is the time to failure for the first specimen, T2 is the time to failure for the second specimen, and Tn is the time to failure for the nth specimen. Hence the mean time to failure for n specimens are MTTR is equal to T1 plus T2 plus it goes on to Tn divided by n. Seventh question. What is the mean time between failures MTBF? The mean time between failures MTBF is the mean or average time between successive failures of a product. Mean time failures refers to the average time of breakdown until the device is beyond repair. Eighth question. Define mean time to repair MTTR. Mean time to repair is the arithmetic mean of the time required to perform maintenance action. MTTR is defined as the ratio of total maintenance time and number of maintenance action. MTTR is equal to total maintenance time divided by number of maintenance action. Ninth question. Define maintenance action rate. Maintenance action rate is the number of maintenance action that can be carried out on equipment per hour. Tenth question. Define failure density. Failure density is the ratio of the number of failures during a given unit interval of time to the total number of items at the very beginning of the test. 11th question. State the type of reliability. Reliability can be generally of two types. First, inherent reliability. It is associated with the quality of the material and design of machine parts. Second, achievable reliability. It depends upon other factors such as maintenance and operation of the equipment. 12th question. Draw the equipment life cycle and the number of various phases in it. Phase 1. Failure pattern inherent in a new product because of manufacturing or design effect. Phase 2. Life period of an equipment. Phase 3. Failures due to wear out condition because to aging of the equipment. Question number 13. Define maintainability. Maintainability is defined as the probability that a unit or system will be restored to specified working conditions within a given period when maintenance action is taken in accordance with the prescribed procedures and resources. Question number 14. Define availability. Availability is the ratio of time at which equipment is available for designated operations or service to the total time of operation and maintenance of the equipment. It is also defined as the ratio of equipment uptime to equipment uptime and downtime over a specified period of time. Question number 15. State the advantages of life cycle cost analysis. First point, integration of engineering, economics and financial aspects lead to the way of robust metric for the selection and purchase equipment required for the industry. Second point, reduction operating and maintenance cost of equipment due to cost analysis over a span of time. Third point, it leads to the selection of proper and economical viable equipment. Question number 16. Draw the curve to determine the economic life of equipment. The economic life of equipment depends on the maintenance and repair cost, availability and operational efficiency. A plot of cumulative efficiency and maintenance and repair cost per cumulative hours vs operating hour of the equipment to find the economic life of equipment is shown in the figure. Question number 17. State the components of maintenance cost. The maintenance cost is comprised of two factors. First one, fixed cost. This includes the cost of support facilities including the maintenance staff. Second one, variable cost. This includes the consumption of spare parts, replacement of components and cost other facilities requirements of maintenance. Question number 18. State the role of maintenance budget. The maintenance budget is used to set aside certain amount of money to meet the expenditures incurred in achieving the objective of maintenance. Question number 19. State the types of maintenance budget. First one, appropriation budget. Budget used to allocate money for each activity independently. Second one, fixed budget. Fixed used to allocate money for a specified period of time. Third one, variable budget. Dynamic allocation of expenditure based on maintenance requirements and activities. Question number 20. List the main factors of maintenance cost. The maintenance cost is comprised of two factors. First one, fixed cost. This includes the cost of support facilities including the maintenance staff. Second one, variable cost. This includes the consumption of spare parts, replacement of components and cost other facilities requirements of maintenance. Unit 2. Maintenance policies, preventive maintenance. Question number 1. Define the term preventive maintenance. It is a maintenance program which is committed to elimination or prevention of corrective and breakdown maintenance. It is designed for a day-to-day maintenance like cleaning, inspection, lubricating, retightening, etc. to retain the healthy condition of equipments. Question number 2. Define predictive maintenance. Predictive maintenance is a management technique that uses regular evaluation of the actual operating conditions of plant equipment, production system and plant management functions to optimize total plant operation. Question number 3. What is meant by breakdown maintenance approach? It is a type of maintenance approach in which equipment is allowed to function or operate till no failure occurs, that no maintenance work is carried out in an Advocate to prevent failure. Question number 4. Classify various planned maintenance approach. First one, preventive maintenance. Second, corrective maintenance. Third, predictive maintenance. Fourth, condition-based maintenance. Question number 5. Define corrective maintenance approach. Corrective maintenance is the program focused on regular planned tasks that will maintain all critical machinery and systems in optimum operation conditions. Question number 6. What is mean by preventive maintenance approach? A compressive preventive maintenance program involves periodical evaluation of critical equipments, machinery to detect problems and schedule maintenance tasks to avoid degradation in operating conditions. It is designed for day-to-day maintenance like cleaning, inspection, lubricating, retightening, etc. to retain the healthy condition of equipments. Question number 7. List the objective of corrective maintenance. First one, elimination breakdowns. Second, elimination deviations from optimum operating conditions. Third, elimination unnecessary repairs. Eighth question, what is mean by predictive maintenance? Predictive maintenance is a management technique that uses regular evaluation of the actual operating conditions of plant equipment production system and plant management functions to optimize total plant operations. Question number 9. List the some conditions-based monitoring techniques and briefly discuss on them. First one, vibration monitoring. Second, thermograph. Third, tribology. Fourth, electrical motor analysis. Question number 10. What is mean by reliability centered maintenance or CM? Reliability centered maintenance or CM is one of the well established systematic and step by step instructional tool for selecting applicable and appropriate maintenance operation types. It helps in how to analyze all failure modes in a system and define how to prevent or find those failures early. Question number 11. What is total productive maintenance and discuss its similarities with TQM? Total productive maintenance is a maintenance program which involves a newly defined concept of maintaining plants and equipments. The goal of TPM program is to significantly increase the production, at the same time increasing employee morale and job satisfaction. Question number 12. What is mean by reliability-centered maintenance? Reliability-centered maintenance is one of the well-established, systematic and step-by-step instructional tool for selecting applicable and appropriate maintenance operational types. Question number 13. What does safety, health and environment pillar of TPM aim at? This pillar aims at achieving zero accident, zero health damage and zero fires. Question number 14. What is the limitation of breakdown maintenance? First point, most repairs are poorly planned due to time constraint caused by production and plant management. This will cost 3 to 4 times than the same repair when it is well planned. This approach focuses only on repair or the symptoms of failure and not on the root cause of failure. This results only in increasing the frequency of repair and correspondingly the maintenance cost. Question number 15. List the benefits of implementing preventive maintenance. Point 1. It maintains the equipment in good condition to prevent them from bigger problems. Point 2. Prolongs the effective life of the equipments. Point 3. Detects the problem at earlier stage. Point 4. Minimizes or eliminates the rework or scrap and helps in reducing the process variability. Point 5. Significantly reduces unplanned downtime. Question number 16. Name the 5S principles used for implementation of TPM. Point 1. SEIRI. Sort out. Point 2. SEITON. ஆர்கனைஸ். பாயிண்ட் 3 SEISO ஷைன் ஒர்க் பிளேஸ். பாயிண்ட் 4 SEIKETSU ஸ்டாண்டர்டைசேஷன். பாயிண்ட் 5 SHITSUKE செல்ஃப் டிசிப்ளின். க்வெஸ்சன் நம்பர் 17 லிஸ்ட் த வேரியஸ் பில்லர்ஸ் ஆஃப் TPM. பாயிண்ட் 1 5S பிரின்சிபல்ஸ். பாயிண்ட் 2 ஜிஷு ஓசன் JH. பாயிண்ட் 3 கைசன். பாயிண்ட் 4 பிளான்ட் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ். பாயிண்ட் 5 குவாலிட்டி மெயின்டெனன்ஸ். பாயிண்ட் 6 ட்ரெயினிங். பாயிண்ட் 7 ஆஃபீஸ் TPM. பாயிண்ட் 8 சேஃப்டி ஹெல்த் அண்ட் என்விரான்மெண்ட். க்வெஸ்சன் நம்பர் 18 வாட் ஆர் த அப்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ் ஆஃப் TPM? த மெயின் அப்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ் ஆஃப் TPM ஆர் ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் டு அச்சீவ் ஜீரோ எஃபெக்ட். செகண்ட் அச்சீவ் ஜீரோ ஆக்சிடென்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஜீரோ பிரேக் டவுன்ஸ் இன் ஆல் ஃபங்க்ஷனல் ஏரியாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆர்கனைசேஷன். தேர்ட் பாயிண்ட் டு கிரியேட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டீம் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் டு ஹாவ் ஆக்டிவ் பார்ட்டிசிபேஷன். பாயிண்ட் 4 டு ஏம் அட் மினிமைசேஷன் ஆஃப் டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ். பாயிண்ட் 5 டு இன்குலேட் அட்டோனமஸ் பாலிசி. க்வெஸ்சன் நம்பர் 19 நேம் த வேரியஸ் ஸ்டேக் ஹோல்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் ஷெட்யூலிங். ஃபஸ்ட் ஆப்ரேட்டர்ஸ், செகண்ட் பிளானர்ஸ், தேர்ட் ஷெட்யூலர்ஸ், ஃபோர்த் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் சூப்பர்வைசர்ஸ், ஃபிஃப்த் கிராஃப்ட்ஸ்மேன், சிக்ஸ்த் ஸ்டோர் இன்சார்ஜ், செவன்த் ஆப்ரேஷன் சூப்பரிடென்ட். க்வெஸ்சன் நம்பர் 20 டிஃபைன் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் ஷெட்யூலிங். மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் ஷெட்யூலிங் இஸ் அ ஜாயிண்ட் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் ஆப்ரேஷன் ஆக்டிவிட்டி இன் விச் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் அக்ரீஸ் டு மேக் த ரிசோர்சஸ் அவைலபிள் அட் அ ஸ்பெசிஃபிக் டைம் வென் த யூனிட் ஆல்சோ கேன் பி மேட் அவைலபிள் பை ஆப்ரேஷன். யூனிட் 3 கண்டிஷன் மானிட்டரிங். ஃபஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் வாட் இஸ் எக்யூப்மெண்ட் ஹெல்த் மானிட்டரிங்? கண்டிஷன்ஸ் மானிட்டரிங் இஸ் ஒன் ஆஃப் த மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் மெத்தட்ஸ் விச் ஆர் யூஸ் டு அசஸ் த ஹெல்த் அண்ட் கண்டிஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்யூப்மெண்ட்ஸ் மிஷின்ஸ் சிஸ்டம் ஆர் ப்ராசஸ் பை அப்சர்பிங் செக்கிங் மெஷரிங் அண்ட் மானிட்டரிங் செவரல் பேராமீட்டர்ஸ். திஸ் டெக்னிக் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் அஸ் எக்யூப்மெண்ட் ஹெல்த் மானிட்டரிங். செகண்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் லிஸ்ட் டவுன் த ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் ஃபார் இன்க்ரீஸிங் த டிமாண்ட் கண்டிஷன் மானிட்டரிங். ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் இன்க்ரீஸ்டு குவாலிட்டி எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன்ஸ் ரெஃப்ளெக்டட் இன் ப்ரொடியூசர்ஸ் லேபிலிட்டி லெஜிஸ்லேஷன். செகண்ட் ஒன் இன்க்ரீஸ்டு ஆட்டோமேட்டிவ் டு இம்ப்ரூவ் ப்ரோஃபிலபிலிட்டி அண்ட் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் காம்படிவ்னஸ். தேர்ட் பாயிண்ட் இன்க்ரீஸ்டு சேஃப்டி அண்ட் ரிலேபிலிட்டி எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன்ஸ். ஃபோர்த் பாயிண்ட் இன்க்ரீஸ்டு காஸ்ட் ஆஃப் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் டியூ டு லேபர் அண்ட் மெட்டீரியல் காஸ்ட். தேர்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் லிஸ்ட் டவுன் த கீ ஃபீச்சர்ஸ் ஆஃப் கண்டிஷன் மானிட்டரிங். ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் லிங்க்ஸ் பிட்வீன் காஸ் அண்ட் எஃபெக்ட். செகண்ட் பாயிண்ட் சிஸ்டம் வித் சஃபிஷியன்ட் ரெஸ்பான்ஸ். தேர்ட் பாயிண்ட் மெக்கானிசம் ஃபார் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் டேட்டா அசஸ்மெண்ட். ஃபோர்த் பாயிண்ட் பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் அவுட் வெயிட்னிங் காஸ்ட். ஃபிஃப்த் பாயிண்ட் டேட்டா ஸ்டோரேஜ் அண்ட் ரிவ்யூ ஃபெசிலிட்டிஸ். ஃபோர்த் க்வெஸ்சன் ரைட் டவுன் த பேசிக் ஸ்டெப்ஸ் இன் கண்டிஷன் மானிட்டரிங். ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஐடென்டிஃபையிங் கிரிட்டிக்கல் சிஸ்டம். செகண்ட் பாயிண்ட் செலக்டிங் சூட்டபிள் டெக்னிக்ஸ் ஃபார் கண்டிஷன் மானிட்டரிங். தேர்ட் பாயிண்ட் செட்டிங் பேஸ் லைன்ஸ். ஃபோர்த் பாயிண்ட் டேட்டா கலெக்ஷன். ஃபிஃப்த் பாயிண்ட் டேட்டா அசஸ்மெண்ட். சிக்ஸ்த் பாயிண்ட் ஃபால்ட் டயக்னோசிஸ் அண்ட் ரிப்பேர். செவன்த் பாயிண்ட் சிஸ்டம் ரிவ்யூ. ஃபிஃப்த் க்வெஸ்சன் வாட் ஆர் த த்ரீ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் கண்டிஷன் மானிட்டரிங்? ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் சப்ஜெக்டிவ் கண்டிஷன் மானிட்டரிங். செகண்ட் மினிமைஸ்டு பிரேக் டவுன் காஸ்ட். தேர்ட் இம்ப்ரூவ்டு மொராலிட்டி ஆஃப் ஆப்ரேட்டிங் பர்சனல் அண்ட் சேஃப்டி. சிக்ஸ்த் க்வெஸ்சன் ஸ்டேட் த அட்வான்டேஜ் அண்ட் டிஸ்அட்வான்டேஜஸ் ஆஃப் கண்டிஷன் மானிட்டரிங். அட்வான்டேஜஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் இம்ப்ரூவ்டு அவைலபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் எக்யூப்மெண்ட். செகண்ட் பாயிண்ட் மினிமைஸ்டு பிரேக் டவுன் காஸ்ட். தேர்ட் பாயிண்ட் இம்ப்ரூவ்டு ரிலையபிலிட்டி. டிஸ்அட்வான்டேஜஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் கிவ்ஸ் ஒன்லி மார்ஜினல் பெனிஃபிட்ஸ். செகண்ட் பாயிண்ட் இன்க்ரீஸ்டு ரன்னிங் காஸ்ட். தேர்ட் பாயிண்ட் சம்டைம்ஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட் டு ஆர்கனைஸ். க்வெஸ்சன் நம்பர் 7 மென்ஷன் த வேரியஸ் காஸ்ட் இன்வால்வ்ட் இன் காஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் கண்டிஷன் மானிட்டரிங். ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் இன்ஸ்டாலேஷன் காஸ்ட். செகண்ட் ஆப்ரேட்டிங் காஸ்ட். எயித்து க்வெஸ்சன் ஸ்டேட் த மெத்தட்ஸ் ஆஃப் மெஷரிங் வைப்ரேஷன். ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆம்ப்ளிடியூட். செகண்ட் ஃப்ரீக்வன்சி. தேர்ட் ஃபேஸ். நைன்த் க்வெஸ்சன் நேம் த டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் பைரோமீட்டர்ஸ். ஃபஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் Total radiative pyrometers, second. Infrared pyrometers, third. Optical radiation pyrometers. 10th question. Mention the application of bimetallic strip. First point. Bimetallic strips are frequently used in simple on-off switches. Second point. The bimetal strips are also used in control switches. 11th question. List down the features of RTD. First point. High degree of accuracy. Second. Resistance thermometer is interchangeable in a process without compensation or recalibration. 12th question. State the application and limitation of thermistors. Application. First point. It is used for varying temperatures. Second point. It is used in time delay circuits. Third point. Thermistors are used for temperature compensation. 13th question. What are two main types of infrared thermography? First point. Passive thermography. Second point. Active thermography. 14th question. What are the principles very important for the study of eddy current test? First point. Permeability. Second point. Conductivity. Third point. Material thickness. Fourth point. Edge effect and end effect. Fifth point. Lift off. Sixth point. Fill factor. 15th question. Describe the limitation of eddy current test. The main limitation is the low penetration of parts being examined using limited to thin walls or near surface flaws. It is difficult to use on ferromagnetic materials. False indications are possible because of mixed variables, edge effects and liftoff effects. Extensive technology is required for development of inspection procedures, specific probes and to interpret the inspection data. Question number 16. Mention the effect of X-rays to human body. First point. Injuries to superficial tissue. Second point. General effects on the body, particularly the blood forming organs. Example, producers of anemia and leukemia. Third point. Induction of malignant tumors. Fourth point. Genetic effects. Question number 17. What are the limitations of ultrasonic test? First point. Unfavorable geometries and coarse antistopic grains structure are difficult to inspect. Second point. Extensive technological knowledge is required for the development of inspection procedure. Third point. Parts that are rough, irregular in shape, very small or thin, are not homogeneous, are difficult to examine. Specific probes and to interpret the inspection data. Question number 18. Name some of the methods of leakage monitoring. First point. Interstitial monitoring. Second point. Level monitoring. Third point. Vapor monitoring. Fourth point. Liquid monitoring. Question number 19. Define Seebeck effect. The basic principle of thermocouple is when two dissimilar metals are joined together and EMF will exist between the two points A and B, which is primarily a function of the junction temperature. The above said to the principle of Seebeck effect. Question number 20. State the various methods of corrosion monitoring. First point, weight loss method. Second point, electrical resistance method. Third point, linear polarization method. Fourth point, corrosion potential measurement. Fifth point, ultrasonic testing. Sixth point, sentinel hole method. Unit 4. Repair methods for basic machine elements. First question. Define the term failure. The term failure may be defined as. First point. Any loss that interrupts the continuity of production. Second point. A loss of assets availability. Third point. The unavailability of equipment. Fourth point. A deviation from the status quo. Fifth point. Not meeting target expectations. Sixth point. Any secondary defects. Second question. What are the various possible causes for a failure? First point, unexpected and uninternal damage. Second point, workmanship. Third point, improper design. Fourth point, manufacturing defects. Fifth point, incorrect usage of equipment. Third question, define failure analysis. Failure analysis is the process by which information or data about the failure occurring in equipment or systems are collected and analyzed to find the root cause of failures, and the causes are addressed to prevent recurrence of failures. Fourth question, name the three types of failure models. First point, predictable failure model. Second point, unpredictable failure model. Third point, running in failure model. Fifth question, what are called age-dependent failures? Time-dependent failures are called age-dependent failures. Sixth question, what are predictable failures? In spite of all the working conditions maintained at same level, the cause of failures will be random in nature and cannot be assigned to any particular mechanism of failure. This type of failure is called unpredictable failure. Seventh question, what are running in failures? Suppose if some components or equipments are installed with unnoticed defects, may fail in a short duration after installation than during its useful life. This type of failure is running in failures. Eighth question, define fault tree diagram. Fault tree diagram are logic block diagrams that display the state of a system in terms of the state of its components. Ninth question, write down the capabilities of fault tree diagram. First point, fault tree analysis and failure modes and effects analysis. Second point, design for reliability. Third point, design for safety. 10th question, define event tree analysis. An event tree is a visual representation of all the events which can occur in a system. As the number of events increases, the pictures fans out like the branches of trees. 11th question, what is the aim of event tree analysis? The aim of event tree is to determine the probability of an event based on the outcome of each event in the chronological sequence of events leading up to it. By analyzing all possible outcomes, we can determine the percentage of outcomes which lead to the desired result. 12th question, define root cause analysis. RCA, root cause analysis, is a step-by-step method that leads to discovery of faults first or root cause. Every equipment failure happens for a number of reasons. There is a definite progression of actions and consequences that lead to a failure. An RCA investigation from the end failure is back to the root cause. 13th question, define FMEA. FMEA is a methodology for analyzing potential reliability problems early in the development cycle, where it is easier to take actions to overcome the issues, thereby enhancing reliability through design. 14th question, define risk priority number or PN. Risk priority number is the product of the numerical severity, occurrence and detection ranging. RPN is equal to SXOXD. 15th question, name the factors based on the satisfactory performance of gears or drives. First point, proper design and manufacture of drive. Second point, selection of proper type and size. Third point, proper installation. Fourth point, proper use of service. Fifth point, proper maintenance of unit in entire life. 16th question, name the factors that contribute to tooth breakage. The common reason for gear tooth breakage may be due to any of the following reason. First one, fatigue. Second one, heavy wear. Third one, overload. Fourth one, cracking. 17th question, list some of the inspections performed on gears. First one, pitch error. Second one, axle. Third one, radial runout. Fourth one, tooth profile, etc. 18th question, name some of the geometric properties that are checked for guideways. First one, straightness. Second one, flatness. Third one, parallel both on horizontal and vertical surfaces. 19th question, what are the factors influence the performance of sleeve bearing? The following are the factors that affect the bearing performance. First one, dirt. Second one, fatigue. Third, hot shot phenomenon.
Fourth, crush problem. 20th question. Define crush. Normally, the bearing are manufactured so that they are slightly longer circumferential than the mating housing. The bearing will be elastically deformed during assembly. If the amount of crush is insufficient, relative motion occurs between the bearing and its bore, which causes fretting and makes the bearing back a highly polished and pitted.
Unit 5. Repair methods for material handling equipment. First question. State few examples of material handling equipment. Material handling equipments include carts, hand trucks, forklifts, conveyors, self-pickers and other specialized industrial trucks powered by electric motors or internal combustion engines. Second question. State the benefits of proper maintenance of material handling equipments. The benefits of a maintenance program for material handling equipments are to maintain the high efficiency, keep them in running condition, reduce the cost of repairs, safer operation and enhanced productivity. Third question. State the major stages in preventive maintenance of material handling equipments. There are three stages of preventive maintenance are inspection, repair, overhaul. Fourth question. State the various phases present in good maintenance management system. First point, work identification. Second point, planning. Third point, scheduling. Fourth point, execution. Fifth point, recording. And sixth point, analysis. Fifth question. Define the term Computerized Maintenance Management System, CMMS. Computerized Maintenance Management System is the application of computers in planning, scheduling, monitoring and control of maintenance activities. Sixth question. State the objectives of CMMS. First point, maintenance of existing equipments. Second point, inspection and service of the equipment. Third point, installation or revamping of the equipment. Fourth point, maintenance, storekeeping. Fifth point, craft administration. Seventh question. State the advantages of CMMS. First point, improve maintenance efficiency. Second point, reduce maintenance efficiency. Third point, reduce the equipment downtime by proper scheduling preventative maintenance. Fourth point, provide maintenance reports in specific formats depending on the requirements. Fifth point, quicker access to plant maintenance statics. Eighth question, define work order system. Work order system is the information system used by industry to keep track of its maintenance works. Ninth question, mention the use of work order backlog. Work order backlog is used to find out all active maintenance works order in an industry. Tenth question, what is work permit? Work permits are components of work order. Maintenance department issues work permits to different executing agencies, permitting them to start their work. 11th question, what is job card? Job cards contains necessary details for performing individual job in maintenance organizations. Job cards may be in the form of card, sheet or printout. 12th question, state the benefits of job card system. First point, information about maintenance history. Second point, knowledge of frequency of maintenance for equipments. Third point, details of equipments which require maximum resources. Fourth point, helps in job auditing. Fifth point, evaluation of cost of maintenance. 13th question, state the role equipment records in maintenance. Equipment records are information containing the details of installation, service, repair, maintenance, activities, schedules, and plans for future implementation. Equipment records are to be used to maintain control on maintenance cost, reliability, and availability. 14th question. State the benefits of keeping equipment records. First point, clear picture about the detail of maintenance program is obtained. Second point, information about completed, pending, and regular jobs carried out to the equipment are available. Third point, records disseminated to various units of the industry.
Fourth point, helps in standardization of procedures. Fifth point, evolution of performance of maintenance tasks. 15th question, list some of the inspections performed on gears. Pitch error, axial, radial runout, tooth profile, etc. 16th question, define root cause analysis. RCA, root cause analysis is a step-by-step method that leads to the discovery of faults first or root cause. Every equipment failure happens for a number of reasons. There is a definite progression of actions and consequences that leads to a failure. An RCA investigation from the end failure is back to the root cause. 17th question. List the main factors that maintenance cost. The maintenance cost is comprised of two factors. First one, fixed cost. This includes the cost of supported facilities including the maintenance stuff. Second question, variable cost. This includes the consumption of spare parts, replacement of components and cost other facilities requirements of maintenance. 18th question, name the three type of failure models. First point, predictable failure model. Second point, unpredictable failure model. Third point, running in failure model. 19th question, define event tree analysis. An event tree is a visual representation of all the events which can occur in a system. As the number of events increases, the pictures fans out like the branches of a tree. 20th question, what are the two main types of infrared thermography? First point, passive thermography. Second point, active thermography.